You are in for a treat today. Welcome back to Wanna Be Clutter Free. My name is Deanna Yates, and you are listening to episode 326. I'm joined by Amy Nesbitt today, and we are talking about her Whole Wellness Mama Summit that is coming up next week. And I just love the concepts that Amy is bringing to this conversation. She is one of the busiest women I know. She is a full-time corporate working mama, and she has so much going on personally because she is just multi-passionate and just a lovely soul. And I think you will love this conversation. Plus, she has two kids that are super active and a wonderful marriage with her husband. So I don't know how she does it all. I am always constantly in awe of her when I meet up with her because she now lives close to me. So we've gotten to meet up a few times as well, which is amazing. So you're going to love today's conversation. We talk about small joys in your life and making room for open space. And we dive into some conversations that, you know, just being real humans, having connection and conversation with other people going through life, right? But if you want today's show notes, make sure you go to wannabeclutterfree.com/326 or click through wherever you're listening to this podcast and get the links in the show notes below. Okay. All right. You can join both Amy and I in the summit next week where there will be lots of conversation happening, lots of prizes, lots of fun, and you are going to love it. But let's get into the conversation and find out more about Amy and what she's got going on and how she can help you find the joy in your everyday life. Well, hey, Amy, welcome back to Wanna Be Clutter Free. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
I'm thrilled you are here. As we were just chatting right before we hit record, we were talking about you were on the show back on episode 162, which you said was 2023, and I couldn't believe it. I cannot believe it's been that long. So I've been wanting you to have you back ever since, though, and you and I have become biz besties, and we now live close enough where we've gotten to meet each other in person a few times, and I absolutely love that. But for everyone who hasn't been around since 2023, can you give us a short version of who you are, and then tell me what has changed for you since we last talked?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just a mom, right? I tell people, stop saying just a mom, because there is no such thing as just a mom. So I take that back. I am a mom to two boys that I have been raising while working full-time in a corporate job. I've been a full-time corporate working mama for as long as, you know, I've been a mom. And then COVID hit, which we all remember was a crazy time where my husband and I were both working from home. And I decided to start a YouTube channel just for kicks because I wanted to capture the joys of our life instead of the really hard times that we were kind of dwelling on. And that first was called Flashes of Joy, but then it slowly morphed into This Japanese American Life, which is the YouTube channel I have now because it was something I wanted to do in response to so many people asking me, oh, you have all these Japanese recipes, travel tips. Can you share some of those? Plus, my kids are half Japanese, so they don't get the full Japanese culture or passed down to them, especially growing up in America. So it was also my love note for them to pass down their cultural Japanese side and all the different ways they may want to access it in the future. So that's this Japanese American Life YouTube channel. And then I also love books. So I can't help being a multi-passionate mom that loves to do all these other things. And Deanna and I have talked many times, right? We have talked so much about how the heck we balance and we figure out which things to spend time on. But I happened to start a book YouTube channel as well and a podcast, and I could keep going, but you said quick. So that is my as quick as possible, quick journey to how I have still working full time, but also these other passions of mine.
Oh my gosh. I know. You amaze me. Every time I talk to you, I'm always like, how the heck do you do all this stuff? You're a full-time like creator, but you're not a full-time creator because you have an actual job too. You run an annual summit, which we are going to talk about because I'm a speaker at it. Just, you know, heads up, everyone. You have the YouTube channel that you just talked about. You have another YouTube channel you started. So you have all of these different things going on. You are so multi-passionate and you are an amazing mom. You're always taking your kids to all these different things because that's how you and I have time to meet up. Your kids are at different things. And so how do you have time to practice all of these things and live your life and do all of that? How do you find time to balance it all? I mean, I'm sure there's something you have to give up in order to do it. How does that work for you?
I mean, one of the hugest things I say to moms, because I started this whole Wellness Mamas stuff because I was so passionate to help working moms like myself thrive instead of survive, because I was feeling like I was in survival mode for a lot of it. But the one thing I would say is help your kids learn to do things for themselves, give them the life skills, and don't be afraid to ask for help from your children, your partners, or external to your home, because it does not have to be you that does all those things, right? It is really nice to be needed, but it's also nice to have your own time to do things that you love doing for yourself. So that is my one thing I will say. With that said, I definitely need to figure out where I want to focus. So it is a work in progress of which things I let stress me out of deadlines versus which ones are still things that I really enjoy doing when I have the time that doesn't carve into my precious family time.
And it is a great reminder that we don't have to do it all. And I know I feel the pressure to do that myself. So it's a great reminder. But let's go back to the summit, because you are running the Whole Wellness Mama Summit, which you just talked about. And like I said, I'm one of your speakers, and you said I'm a return speaker, and I love your summit. It's actually the summit that got me into summits. So you were my gateway drug, and I absolutely loved your summit and was like, oh my gosh, these are so fun. I love them. I want to do them, and I want to be a part of them forever. So tell everyone what the summit is and who it is for.
The summit, it's called the Whole Wellness Mama Summit. And it is really my heart for moms. Like I said, I want moms to thrive instead of survive. So how can we find the wholeness in motherhood? And this is the fourth year we're doing it. And I think you joined me for three out of the four, if I recall correctly, Deanna.
Yeah.
And it is a marvelous collection of amazing human beings that I love and follow myself and listen to for different pieces of tips and tricks and advice. And it's a collection of people that I wanted to share with my audience as well. And I think brings so much benefit to our lives. And in the first 3 years, we were doing it on pillars of physical wellness, mental wellness, organization and productivity, and parenting, and then following your passions. But this year, I'm changing it a little bit to bring in some of my near to my heart Japanese concepts. And the first one is Ikigai. And I think we'll go into a little more detail on which one. But, you know, essentially, that's purpose and identity. And then we have Ma. And these are all going to be potentially new names, concepts for people. But Ma is intentional space. Then we have Kaizen and Kintsugi, which kind of go together, which is really these small changes towards transformation, and how do we beautify the cracks in our lives, because we all have cracks and trauma or hardships that we've been through. How do we beautify that, and how do we live it out as a family? So that's my hope for bringing a little more wholeness, a little more joy into motherhood for anybody that joins us. And you don't have to be a mom. I mean, any of these talks, I know I say it's for moms because that is really my heart, but anybody that is listening can take something away from it as a human being. You know, whether you are a parent, you are caring for a child, you are caring for another human being, there's something for everyone.
Yeah. And you're always caring for yourself. So absolutely. Yeah. And I love the new direction. I love the new concept. I think it's going to be so fun and so unique and so interesting and really speak to you and what you're really passionate about. And so I want to talk through those different concepts. So I am the person people call when they need to let go of stuff. But trust me when I say that the hardest part of any big declutter is never the decision to let go of something. It's actually getting it out of the house. You fill every bag, you make the tough calls, you go room by room, and then you're standing there staring at a mountain of stuff thinking, now what? That is the moment where every good declutter goes to die. You're already exhausted, and hauling it yourself is an entire second project that you didn't know you were signing up for. So that's exactly where 1-800-GOT-JUNK comes in. You just have to point at the pile, and their team will handle the lifting, the hauling, the cleanup, and they'll even sweep before they leave. It's easy scheduling, often same day or next day appointments, because you know when you want it gone like yesterday, and they call ahead before they arrive. You did the hard part. Let someone else handle the rest. Book your free in-person estimate at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or call 1-800-468-5865. Again, that's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So let's start with Ikigai, because that's the first day and that's what you're opening the summit with. So lean into it. Tell us a little bit more about that. Like for the mom who's listening right now or the woman who's listening right now and or man, yeah, anybody who's listening right now and cannot remember the last time that they thought about what they actually want. What does Ikigai mean and how can they relate it to their busy life?
To start with what Ikigai doesn't mean, perhaps, because we see a lot of the Venn diagram. I don't know if people listening have seen this Venn diagram where it's like Ikigai, this Japanese concept of finding where your purpose is to find the job that you need. Or, you know, it's kind of a lot more focused on the monetization based on this Venn diagram of passion, mission, vocation, and profession. But I want to take ourselves out of that a little bit because this really comes back to what makes you feel alive? What is worth living for you? And that's the easiest translation I can make of this one single term, Ikigai. It's life's purpose, you know? And if we come back to these, there are a few foundational principles, I guess, built into that that a lot of people put into their lives, but it's really starting small. Like, what are the small things in your day that light you up? And this is different for every single person, which is why it is so personal. You know, it comes back to your own identity and who you really are, because oftentimes in motherhood, we lose ourselves trying to do all the things for other people and we forget about ourselves and what lights us up. And that is really important. And I think we need to release ourselves to be able to find the joy in the little things. Start small. Maybe it's that cup of quiet coffee or tea in the morning. Maybe it's waking up with the sun. It's just these little things. Can you enjoy it? Can you bring yourself to realize, yes, those are things that really light me up and I need to build in a lot more of these things that bring joy into my life, right? And light me up. And then you can give more from there. But once you can look at yourself a little bit, at these things that do find important for yourself, that you do find important for yourself, I think it just is building block from there of the next day and the next day that we'll talk about.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited about the summit. Like, one, like to be part of it, but two, even to come like as myself, like because I know my whole audience knows I've been sharing that life right now is so stressful for me. And I know there's a lot of people that don't get it. Like, they're like, I'm so confused by what she's saying because here she's this decluttering expert and she's overwhelmed by moving. And I think what has happened is life is so stressful right now that my ability to deal with stuff and clutter has just completely gone down. So my clutter threshold, which used to be here, is now like, nah. It's like, I don't have the ability. Like, I don't think our house feels cluttered. So I felt like I was doing great. And then all of this stuff came and I'm like, well, I have to do it all myself at the moment because my husband just had back surgery. My daughter's 13. So it's like, we've been so used to doing everything as a team, but I now have to take on a lot of it right now for this time of our life. And I'm like, okay, well, we're just going to have to hire movers. I need to help. I can't do it myself. So I need to hire people to come help me. But I've been struggling with the little joys on this journey right now. And so, you know, life is a journey. It's a roller coaster. Things come, they ebb and flow. And I think it's okay to have it all together at one point and then life changes and you say, you know what? I got to learn some more stuff. If I had it all figured out, life would be boring. So I'm so excited about this first day because I really feel like I need to tap back into those little joys because I've just been running so fast that I have let them slip. And so I'm so thrilled for that first day. But
I also say your life, the Ikigai can change, right? As you're saying, life changes. Yeah. You become a wife, you become a mother, you become like all these different things and your purpose can change. The joy that you find can change. So it's an iterative process. It's not a you do it once and you're done, you know, and I moved too, you know, Deanna, I moved down here and I moved all that crap with me because you just put it off until you don't have to. And then we got movers and then we said we'll sort through it when we got down here, you know, and I guess I didn't mention that change since our last time we talked, but that's why we get to meet up together, right?
Exactly.
We're in the same area now.
Yeah, which is so fun.
It is a hard process. Moving is such a hard process. Doing it suddenly is also not an easy process. Yeah. So I am with you in spirit, Deanna. If you need anything, you let
me know. Thanks, Amy. I appreciate that. And I feel like I'm coming off a little whiny. I'm definitely not trying to be that person. I'm just saying, like, you know what? This is it. Like, it is a struggle and I'm going through it and we're of course going to make it through and it's going to be fine. And the new place is going to be wonderful once we're settled and it'll all be great. But yes, I'm trying to be really proactive of like, look, I didn't plan for this, but how can I get through it with the fewest cuts and scrapes and scars as we can? So, because we know there will be some, but it'll all be fine. So,
and
all right.
In those really hard times, it is absolutely crucial to find those small joys, right?
Yeah. Of,
okay, let me just start my day in a good way, or let me find 10 minutes to connect with my husband that cannot pick up anything.
Right.
And my child that is a teenager, right? It's just small things to start.
Yeah. You know, just a few tiny, minor, insignificant life details happening at the same time. I mean, why not? Whatever. All right. So the next part, though, is Ma. Let's talk about that. So you talked a little bit about what Ma was, but dive in a little bit deeper because I think my listeners are really going to lean into this one the most.
Yes. So this is intentional blank space or empty space. And this isn't just, oh, I happen to have time or I happen to have this blank wall or whatever, right? It is intentional. That's the key word there. It's there on purpose. You have built it in. And I have talked about this in the sense of like a song. There's pause built in on purpose, right? And so then you appreciate the climax of the song or the next verse that comes. It is an intentional space that makes you appreciate more. So that can be clutter. That can be, you know, a space that has a physical space that has blank space in it, or it could be your time. It could be all of these things. But how are you building in that space for yourself, that buffer for yourself that you can then appreciate the next thing that comes, whether it's a phase of life or time of your day or space to work? I am looking at my desk now, and I think I say this every time we talk, but summit time is a crazy time. So my desk looks like a whirlwind and my kids decided they wanted to move some stuff. So it gives me a little more anxiety when I don't have that space and I'm living it now. So I'm going to go build in that Ma in my own room at some point. And there's, even as I look in my desk back there, but that is the idea, intentional empty space so you can appreciate the rest.
So pivotal, I mean, for everyone, because it is that visual clutter, right? And it just, for me, the visual clutter are the to-dos of all the things that I have to do, or the proof that I was too lazy to put something away but 10 minutes ago when I walked in the door. So yes, building in those and then protecting it and saying, no, that's the blank space that's there on purpose, and letting everyone know and making sure that you, I mean, sometimes I'm the worst offender. So just being real with myself and having that moment of like, hey, Dee, you said you were going to do this. So now you have to live up to what you said you were going to do. For sure. For sure. And the calendar, like the blank space in the calendar, like purposefully adding in space, buffer zones. I have had to do that in my life around different events because I'm the person that, like, I always try to squeeze in one more thing and then I'm 5 minutes late. And I hate that. I hate that bad habit that I got into. And so just trying to remind myself, no, you don't actually have time for that. You have to set 5 extra minutes because I used to always be perpetually 5 minutes late. I'm getting better. I'm not 100% there, but that's my Ma.
Yes, yes. And I think we can all think back to a super busy day where we're back to back to back. And I can think of meeting days. I can think of last week where it was really crazy when I just did not have that time buffered, or that buffered time got taken up because a meeting went longer. Right. And you just do not feel good because then you're going into the next thing feeling rushed and not prepared and all the things. Or you come home from the office and then There's hangry children, you're hangry, you know, all the things where you just don't have this moment to shift.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't know if you've heard a lot of moms talk about, I just sit in the car for a little bit before I go
hey.
In. That is still part of your ma. You're readying yourself yeah. for the next phase of the day. And I think we show up a little bit better when you just have that, even a minute of buffer.
I love that. Okay, talk us through the next one. Day three is Kaizen. Is that how I say that?
Kaizen. Mm-hmm.
And you said that was small, consistent improvement. And there was another term you used in there that I did not catch. I'm so sorry.
Yes, no. Kintsugi is, king means gold. So it's like yes. putting together with gold. So I'll talk about Kaizen, which is exactly as you said, it's little tiny changes toward transformation. And sometimes we try to bite off all this giant tasks or goals, and then
never.
We don't break it down.
Never.
For ourselves.
I never do that.
Me neither.
Never do that.
Big, wild. Yeah. We tend to do that, right? And then we think we fall short because we didn't reach that giant goal. But what are those really small things that will get us to change and that we'll actually stick with because we are meeting these and we're celebrating those little things as we go? We live in a productivity culture where we feel like we have to keep doing. And that goes back to our mom, where we feel like we have to fill empty space with productivity. But how can we do it in small chunks where we are recognizing that for ourselves, tangible, manageable things towards the actual change that we want? And then you can look back 6 months and say, look at how much I did, right? There's still so much to go, but we are actually making progress towards the change that we want to. So that's one piece of it.
Contrary to popular belief, September in San Diego is still hot, which means the whole neighborhood is cooking outside. Not because it's trendy, because few people have AC and nobody wants to open that oven. And we are genuinely in a very busy season right now, the kind where cooking from scratch sounds like a great idea at 9 a.m. and the fifth ring of hell by 6 p.m. That's where Omaha Steaks has been a total game changer. In our recent delivery, every single thing was delicious. The chicken breasts were so juicy, the top sirloin fillets came out perfect medium well right off the grill. We followed their cooking instructions and actually nailed it. And the smash burgers, my family devoured them. Juicy, satisfying, ready in minutes, a win on every single level. Frozen delivery really can be this good. That's what 100 years of craft looks like. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
And then the kintsugi side, I'm putting it all into this day three.
Yeah.
But kintsugi looks kind of at the ikigai part as well, and just our experiences, our personal identity, and what has brought us to where we are. And all of us have things that we have gone through that make us who we are. And a lot of times we don't want to look at the bad things, the hard things, but it actually is what gave us the resiliency, what made us who we are. And it's actually really beautiful. And that's what made us connect with other human beings that are going through the same things. We're able to give back to people because they're going through the same things. So I think there is so much beauty in that. And that's kind of the idea. If you've seen this pottery art where there's gold in the cracks, and it's absolutely beautiful, and each one is unique, and that's the idea of each one of us are so beautiful because of the things that we've been through. We don't have to hide it. Let's share it. Let's be vulnerable. Let's give back to others so that we can connect in more meaningful ways.
So beautiful. Yes. Oh, I love that part of like each of our unique experiences have made us who we are. The challenges, the joys, all of it is woven together. And that's what makes our life our life, not someone else's, not, you know, and it is so easy to look at what everyone else is doing and see that they seem to be thriving in this area. But if you think about it, you're noticing where they're thriving because it's an area you feel lack in. It's an area where you are envious that they are doing better, but you don't think about what are the areas where I'm doing really great and I'm not seeing anything from them on that area of life, you know, so maybe they're struggling in that area of life, or they don't have that part of their life, or you have absolutely no idea the struggles everyone else is going through, unless they're like me and just, you know, just throwing it out into the world to tell you all that I'm having a really hard time right now. But it's just one of those things that, like, you only see the positive because that's what we are accustomed to showing people. We don't want to show people the icky, undone parts of our lives. We want to show them, like, look, I've got this all together and I'm so great. And it does make us feel good about ourselves because it is hard to go through those hard times. But just this idea that those challenges woven together make up the tapestry of our life and make us do the things that we grow in those uncomfortable moments. And so, oh, I love this concept so much. I love that you're putting into the summit. I think it's fantastic. But you have another day. It's 4 days. So tell us about the fourth day of the summit.
I'm also going to add on to what you said, because I think it's beautiful that you are sharing the journey, the hard parts, because when you compare to the other people, you also don't remember that they're on their own journey. And this could be their year 10, you know, where you're just starting out. You just don't know, like you said. So yes. Don't just look at the highlight reels. But day four, as you were asking, is all about living it out. So we're taking all the concepts, and it might just be you. Maybe you brought in a friend to join you in the summit to keep you a little bit accountable or so that you can talk about it, which is a fantastic trick to have someone do it with you. But if you don't have your family on board, it's really hard, right? You were just talking, Tiana, about how it's really hard to be the one that does all the things. And it just happened because of life circumstances for you, unfortunately.
Right.
But if you can bring your family in, if you can bring your spouse, your partner, your children into some of this stuff that you're learning, that makes it stick a lot longer or perhaps implement a lot easier. Yeah. So that is our goal for day four of giving you a few tips and tricks or actual videos to participate along with. We have some recipes, we have some mindfulness tricks, we have all kinds of things to put it into your life a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, implementation is the hardest part, right? So you learn all this stuff and you're like, that's fantastic. But having the moment to implement and get people on board, and I'm lucky because mentally my family is all on board, right? They're ready. Like, they're not going to fight me too much if I'm saying, like, okay, we really need to pare this down, because it's going to be so much easier when we actually find the next place to move to, because then we'll say, okay, we have this space. You know, let's make sure it doesn't feel cluttered and we only have room for whatever stuff. And so I think the unknown is what's really tricky right now. But thankfully, mentally, everyone is on board. We're all together as a team. I just am physically the person right now that's having to do the heavy lifting. And that's why I have to hire people, because I'm just not going to be able to do it all myself. I mean, I know I'm strong. I'm not that strong. I'm 46, people. I'm not 22 anymore.
It's totally okay, right?
Well, right.
And something that we said at the very beginning.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be you.
At 22, I would have been the idiot that tried to do it myself.
Me too.
And now at 46, I'm like, okay, no, you need to be a little nicer to yourself. And so again, there's been a whole growth process that has happened. And so I'm okay with it. It's all good. I'm so proud of myself for seeing that I need to reach out for help, because younger me would not have done that. I would have tried to get my friends. I would have, like, paid in pizza and beer. Now
we've all
done
it.
Okay, we've all done it, right? Now I'm like, okay, I'm in a different stage of life, and that's okay, and that's great. And if my daughter were a little bit older, I would hire all of her friends to do it, but she's still a little too young. So, you know, it'll all work out someday.
It will. It absolutely will. And I keep telling myself, you know, because I am a frugal person by nature, and I say, you know what? I have worked so dang hard. Some of these things are okay to spend on myself, and I have to release and say, it's okay, Amy, you deserve nice things too. You don't have to do it all. It's okay.
Yeah. As a full-time corporate working mama, my gosh, I still am in awe of all of the things you do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. I really am, Amy. I know it's so hard when we get caught up in our own things to not see what we do ourselves. And so I want to make sure that you see that about yourself. Like, I really am in awe of all the things you are able to do in a day. Yeah.
I love it, Deanna. I guess that's what I come back to when I look back at some of this, like, what is my life purpose? What do I like, right? Because in going through this process of putting the summit together, I go through that for myself. And I really love it of speaking to people, whether it's through my podcast or other people's podcasts or the summit. I love being able to help moms. And I love being able to pass down what I've learned in my 40 plus years of life in being a Japanese American woman and pass along whatever knowledge I have gained from my ancestors and my mom and, you know, pass that on to my kids and other people. I love it. And I love talking about books. I love all these things. So it lights me up, like even talking about it lights me up.
Yeah.
And so while I do have to figure out my timing on all the things and how much time I spend on that versus others, I always encourage moms to find stuff that lights you up and do more of it because you show up better for everyone around you, your job, your family, your friends, everyone.
Oh. Well, I think that, I mean, I don't want to let you go yet, but I feel like that kind of lit us, like kind of just summed it up into a bow. Like it's really about figuring out where that spark is inside of you and using these concepts and just diving in deeper just on who you are and what you want to do in life. And it does, it makes you a better mom. I think sometimes we get so caught up in this idea that if I do these things, I'm selfish. Taking that time for myself is selfish. I don't want to pull away from my family. I don't want to, you know, make them feel like they're not important. But if you show up lit up and like passionate and excited and full of life and vigor, you are going to be a better mom for your family. And so I just, yeah, I love that. I think it's a perfect way to kind of wrap up this show. So Amy, tell everyone where they can get tickets for the summit and how they can get involved and make sure they're learning all these concepts.
Absolutely. Deanna, I think you'll have the link below, right? So if you don't know anywhere at all, we have it all over my social media, which is Whole Wellness Mamas on Instagram, TikTok, and then This Japanese American Life is my YouTube channel, or Amy Ann's Reads. If you like books, all those links will, I'm sure, be below in the show notes, but you can find me in all sorts of different places depending on what your search is. But join us for the summit. It's going to be fantastic. 4 days, September 14th through 17th, and we'd love to have you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's Whole Wellness Mamas, and we'll make sure the link is in the show notes. Of course, you can just click on through. All right. Well, Amy, before we go, my favorite way to wrap up every episode is three rapid-fire questions. So number one is, what does clutter-free mean to you?
It means making space for the things that you love and getting rid of the noise of the things that you don't need to do.
Yeah. So good. Number two, what is bringing you joy right now?
I really loved this book that I just read, and it made me think about life as a woman and someone in her 40s, a mom, all the things. I should have grabbed, oh, I have it right here.
Perfect.
Actually, is this video, audio, whatever. It's called The Night and the Moth. It is a romanticy, so it's fiction, but I absolutely loved it, and I can't stop talking about it. So that is what is bringing me joy right now.
It's going on my Libby list right now. Night and the Moth. I got it. All right. Number three, what is one small step someone can take today that's listened to this that is like, okay, this sounds interesting. How do I implement it?
Other than going to get a ticket to the summit, think of one thing that lights you up. You know, one thing. Maybe it's something that you did as a kid. Maybe it's something that you wish you could do again if you had time, is what we always say, right? Think of just one thing that you might be able to incorporate into your day.
Okay. And then do it in a way that is small. I'm going to add that to Amy.
Yes.
Amy's tip there. Make sure you're implementing it. Don't just think about it. Try to figure out a way to like bring it into your life.
Yeah. We talk all about tiny experiments and how to implement the things. I can't go into all the details here, right?
Yeah.
But yes, break it down and one tiny thing at a time.
Oh, so good. All right, Amy, this has been lovely. Make sure everyone goes and gets their ticket to the summit, and we will have you back again some other time. All right.
Thanks for having me, Deanna.
Well, did you love that conversation as much as I did? I told you, every time I talk to Amy, she makes me just really want to tap into those small things that light me up. And yes, I do that a lot in bigger ways. Like my daughter and I do trapeze every week and we love it. And it really does light me up and it makes me so excited about life. And it gives me something to look forward to every week. But what are the daily joys? What are those small things every day? And how can I make room for them? How can I pause? How can I have these moments of reflection and space and peace and joy? And I love every time I talk to her because it just makes me think about those moments of my life and how I can implement them. So I would love that for you as well. And if you are interested and you think this concept sounds interesting and you want to dive deeper, then please join Amy and I on the Whole Wellness Mama Summit. It starts next week and you can get your free ticket right now. So just go to the show notes, click through, get that ticket, and I hope to see you there. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day where you're able to find those small joys and moments in your life and mend those moments, the harder moments, with that gold thread, or to make up that tapestry of your life. And as always, I know you can do hard things. You can do anything you set your mind to. And right now I'm having to prove that in my life. I'm setting my mind to the things and I am proving that I can do it. And so follow along for the journey. It's probably a messy one, but it's okay. It's real life and it's what's happening every day. So, all right. I'm Deanna Yates. You've been listening to Wanna Be Clutter Free, and I will see you next week. Cheers.